Welcome to F&I Today with Becky Chernick, brought to you by eLend Solutions.
Welcome to F&I Today. I'm your host, Becky Chernick. Today we sit down with Phil Batistas. We'll be discussing the advantages of utilizing digital menu presentation versus traditional menu presentation. Having a robust technology support such as adequate broadband capability will likely be a critical component to buy-in with F&I. Utilizing a digital menu presentation platform creates credibility and gives the customer the flexibility to choose their options. All of this lends itself to a transparent process. The hybrid sales associate will likely see the advantages of utilizing a digital menu presentation versus a paper menu presentation. Philip Batistas, welcome to F&I Today. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. And for our viewers, if you wouldn't mind, please share your brief background with us to get us started.
Thanks, Becky. Thanks for having me. My name is Phil Batistas. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Darwin Automotive. I've been in the car industry since age 13. So for the last 38 years, I've been involved in automotive technology in one way or another. So we appreciate the opportunity to come talk to you today.
Well, again, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. We're talking about what are the advantages of really utilizing this digital menu presentation versus a paper menu presentation. And if I could ask, what separates you or Darwin from the pack?
So I think when you think about digital menus today or digital F&I presentations, because we kind of characterize ourselves not being a menu provider, it's about customer engagement. And I think long-term you'll see customers in our space, not only the millennial customers, which we view as a much bigger group than the age demographic that people talk about, but people in general are more engaged today, whether you're going to your home grocery store or Home Depot and you're doing self-checkout, et cetera. That's a form of consumer engagement that takes place that people are used to. So when you get into the auto industry, we're way behind in engaging our customers. So digitizing the menu process or the F&I selling process today allows our customers to be engaged. And what happens is when they're engaged, they pick more products. Now, the difference between us and some of the other providers today who are trying to digitize this process is we don't just put choices in front of the consumer, like what I would call the equivalent of a dessert cart being pushed around at the end of a meal. We write prescriptions to our consumers using predictive analytics based upon their buying history, where they live, labor rates in their area, et cetera. So at the end of the day, when we're digitizing our presentation, it's specific to that consumer, their driving habits, their car, their needs. The same way when you go to a doctor, right? You go to a doctor today, doctor takes your vitals, reviews your history, and then at the end makes recommendations and potentially will write you a prescription. And like most people today, the doctor will say, hey, you need to, you know, work out more, have less fats or salts in your diet. But by the way, you need to start taking your blood pressure medication, right?
Right, sure.
what do the consumers do? Everyone that you know, the one thing that they do is they go fill that prescription. Right, but the other recommendation to them are equally as important, but their behavior is not to take action on those items. So those are the customers today that we put a four-column menu in front of in the form of paper that are looking at that and saying, I don't need this, I don't want that, etc. That's the same person who's at the doctor's office going, yeah, I'll start to diet after the new year, I'll start to exercise some more, but they fill the prescription. Right. So in our world, we change the dynamic by writing prescriptions to consumers that are very, very specific to them. And you probably don't know anybody in your circle of friends that goes to the drugstore and negotiates with the pharmacist when they're trying to fill that prescription, right? Because the value is, I know what I need and why, and I know what the risks are if I don't do it. Right. So that's what separates us from our competition today.
Okay. Well, you know, how do you see these digital menu evolving over the next couple of years? And especially, is a digital menu presentation more compliant, if you will, than a paper menu presentation?
So I think when you talk about compliance, really what we're trying to accomplish is if the consumer starts to pick more products as opposed to being sold products, the chances of them having a compliance issue, in my opinion, go way down. Now, we believe we're extremely compliant and more compliant than a paper menu because we insert our interview into the process. So the customer goes through an interview cycle before they're engaged in products. So the interview drives the product presentation. So there's never going to be an issue where an F&I manager is brought to court and said, why did you present these particular products, and not have that be a defensible situation where I can say, look, Becky, based upon the information you provided me, these are the recommendations that the system said you need, and here's the risks of why. Right back to writing that prescription again to you, thereby making us a lot more compliant. So there's never going to be an issue where somebody doesn't get to see a product that they're eligible for, or have a justified reason why they should need that particular product.
So I have a question, because yeah. I've been back and forth on this so many times with so many different dealers. Interview process. Now, I know that you endorse an interview process and the importance of the interview process. How can we help dealers to understand the impact through an interview process and how that can support, that presentation with that customer?
So I think it's important to talk a little bit historically for a second, because I'm an old car guy. And when I started selling cars, the way I sold cars was to build rapport with people. So I think the stigma around what people get concerned about when they say interview, I don't want to interrogate my customers, et cetera, really is unjustified. Because when you think about the entire sale process, it's about building a bond from the consumer to the salesperson, and ultimately to a successful F&I professional. Well, how do I do that if I don't talk to you, right? How do I build rapport? So the interview is nothing more than a rapport building process between the consumer and whoever's in the dealership, albeit it could be the salesperson doing the interview or the F&I professional. That's about building a relationship and breaking down walls. I think people get caught up on the whole term, I don't want to do an interview because that's going to interrogate my customers. Well, if you think about everything else in your life, you're constantly being asked questions. If you went to a wealth advisor or a financial planner, what's the first thing they do? They ask you questions. What's your plan? How long do you plan on owning the car is a valid question. How many miles a year do you plan on driving is a valid question. When you go to a furniture store today, people will ask you, do you want to take fabric protection, because they see you have two or three kids in tow. And if you look at the penetration of fabric protection in the furniture stores, it's off the charts, right? But yet in the dealership world, it's not as high, because we don't ask the right questions. And asking somebody those questions in a non-confrontational way, and when I mean non-confrontational, whenever I can engage a consumer and they can take action on an item, they'll do it. So if I send you a text message and say, look, we're going to get your paperwork together today and need you to go through a couple questions so we get it right, you're going to take the time to respond to that, whether it's a text or it's somebody's walking out with an iPad or you're doing it yourself in the F&I manager's office using some form of mobile technology. People are engaged. People are willing to do that. The interview supplements everything we do. So you can be a really good F&I manager, and when you add interview to it, it's just going to make you so much better.
Okay.
You shouldn't be prepared to that.
And, I couldn't agree with you more. I believe the two just go hand in hand, and not doing that just takes away from my ability to understand the customer and the value of my products, my presentation. Now, my other question is, I see when I go into some of these dealerships as I travel too, in dealerships like you, we find that some of the dealers, they try on this digital menu presentation with, frankly, not that much success. And here's why. They just don't have the technology, frankly, to support it. This broadband. F&I people are sitting there and the wheels going around and around and around, and they're like, I'm done. I don't have time for this, Becky. What about that?
So I think part of the problem is some of the technology providers are not car people, right? So because of that, they stumble thinking that it's always going to be a one size fits all. In our world, we believe there's going to be X amount of people that can use our technology and stay in a paper world, right? And still have the predictive analytics and the prescriptive selling models and never have to get to the next technology level. But at some point in time, the OEMs force all the dealerships to move and continue to move, whether it's customer lounge access, having strong Wi-Fi, or texting applications within the dealership. So you see more and more of that. The one thing I think that I like to always look at is statistics. If you look at the number of people who actually buy a car, right? To us, the most important statistics are people actually buy, not browse, but buy. The number of people actually have access to a smartphone or carry a smartphone is well over 80%.
Right.
So that one media format, right, is available widespread across the country, but you have to be able to use it. So in our world, if somebody never wanted to get into the mobile iPad world, for instance, all of our stuff can be done via the customer's smartphone while they're walking around the dealership. So there is no issue about Wi-Fi connectivity, internet speed, et cetera, because cell phone technology is pretty vibrant throughout the country now. So we can text our interview to the customer. We can give our customer options at their house. We can do it all completely remotely, right on any form of smartphone today. And I think that's the thing that dealers need, is options, right?
Absolutely.
So if I can't do this, I want to be able to go back and do what I did before.
Well, you know, here again, I see this world changing a bit, you know, with dealers telling me they're going to more of a hybrid sales associate, that sort of thing. So I can imagine that it would be easier to work with a digital menu presentation, you know, on the fly, out at the salesperson's desk, that sort of thing. And I would find that that would be a more user-friendly way to do that and being able to engage with that customer out at the salesperson's desk.
Yeah, I agree with you. So I think we always have to think about what are consumers used to, right? So consumers are used to seeing their smartphone, right? They're used to seeing iPads, right? They're used to that type of technology that's very tactile to them, and they're very comfortable with it. Now, when we first went out in the marketplace, and I'm just gonna digress for a second, so bear with me. You know, a couple of things we didn't expect to happen was that the older clientele in certain dealerships, right, would be non-responsive to some of the mobile connectivity stuff and the tactile stuff around an iPad. And what we found was quite the opposite, because people are so used to this today that regardless of their age, they're engaging and grabbing the iPad, sliding products around and being able to do that. So I think that's something very real that our industry has to listen to and see that this is what our customers want, right? This is what they're used to, this is what they're comfortable. Their kids are walking into the dealership with the parents with an iPad in hand, right? And I would argue some of these kids are more technically gifted than some of my own talented people.
Right.
Which is kind of incredible, but well, that's our world today.
And I think too, we have to have that training to make sure that they understand the culture of utilizing or giving the customer the control. And giving up that control a little bit, maybe having that iPad in that customer's hands as we're presenting some of these menu options, it can be a little bit intimidating sometimes.
So I never like to use the term control because that always freaks dealers out, right?
Okay.
Dealers never want to give up control.
Don't want to do that, right.
In any aspect, right? So I like to equate it, and I always talk to people about like what Disney does. So if you look at Disney from an organization standpoint, I like to look at other good industries and say, what can we use? They found that on their best rides and their best attractions, they couldn't add more seats to drop the wait time down, right? So they said, what are they gonna do so the customer experience stays very high? So they went down the path of saying, can I engage my customers and keep them occupied during the process? And what does that do to my overall customer satisfaction scores?
Right.
So they started to bring you into a line where you saw a little video, right? In the next room, you could actually text a message or a joke into the room before you got into the actual attraction. And what they found was even though they didn't take any time out of the waiting period, their customer satisfaction went through the roof. So what we like to preach is customer engagement. So any form of customer engagement is going to benefit the dealership. Because if you've got a good store today and you're building this honeymoon relationship with a customer, demos the car, comes in, I've got a great salesperson, great product presentation. What happens on that Saturday when people are waiting to get into the F&I office? Everything comes to a screeching halt. Bad things can happen. People start to change their mind. A maven may call up and, you know, interact with them. All these things that we don't want to happen instead of engaging our customers. So the salespeople have the best relationship with our customers up front. So it's not offensive to have them start to engage with the customer, let the customer drive some of the process. So we like to talk about customers know that they have to do paperwork. So why would you say to customers, look, I can help speed you on your way because everybody wants to get in and out as fast as possible. Just go ahead and answer a couple of questions so we can make sure we get the titling and paperwork correct on your vehicle. Non-offensive, non-intrusive, and people love it. So we talk about that in the form of engagement. Dealerships today are not doing a good enough job engaging the customers and keeping the customers engaged the whole process.
Well, that sounds so true. That is so true. And I realize the importance of engaging that customer earlier on in the process. And speaking of which, you know, sometimes some of these dealers are seeing the benefit of competing with the digital world, if you will, some of these digital retailers. In fact, their sales associates are actually delivering vehicles to the customer's home. Now, this is where it gets interesting. They're taking the digital menu presentation approach to the customer's home, presenting menu options. But what's really interesting is this e-contracting solution. What's going on with that?
So I think it's important to talk about this for a second, because I was just at a very large group down in North Carolina, which I was really impressed with, a progressive organization, and we were talking about risks. And what dealers are not getting enough of is really understanding what the risks are of our culture and our technology. So there's banks today, real world banks, and I didn't know this until I actually saw it, that are actually marketing to our consumers as dealers, where a consumer can walk over with a smartphone, scan a VIN on a car, and text their app in real time to a bank and a lender that will give them approval absent the dealer, right? So we've all been aware of the risks of what happens when finance reserve goes away and the banks start capping lenders on, you know, what they can do as far as a spread, et cetera, and how to protect F&I revenue. But this is a totally different type of threat. This is where, you know, our customer can be taken outside of our process. And if you think about what happens in the real world, if the majority of our customers, we had to do conversions to in-house financing, our dollars would be impacted severely, right?
Yep.
This threat is real. Amazon.com and the Prime delivery, where you can order something online and 2 hours later it's at your doorstep, that is real. And dealers need to understand that the technology is going to continue to evolve and the threats are going to continue to evolve. So in our world, the more that you can have touch points with your consumer, we think it's better. So a remote customer, internet customer, business development customer, or home delivery, you should have engagement remotely with technology today to start to educate that customer. Again, it's back to their driving habits, needs, and their specific situation, where we're just educating the consumer. So when we get to the house and we're presenting them options, not the first time they heard about it, right?
Yep.
So I think that's the engagement that you're going to see long term, and it's going to get more and more and more digitized. And dealerships today who think it's not going to change are crazy.
Well, I don't disagree with you more. Jonathan Ord from DealerSocket also mentioned the wave is here, the wave is coming. We have Carvana, you have Roam, you have all these other digital retailers that are providing the customer with the ability to not only shop vehicles online, how else, but also to conclude with the financing and the ancillary product offerings, that sort of thing. So it's a real, it can be a real threat if dealers aren't taking and being more proactive and engaging with that customer earlier on in the process at the dealership website, rather than waiting until the customer comes into the F&I office to talk about some of these terms. And I think that they have to look at that process different, like you said.
Yeah, and so literally the risk is substantial today for dealerships, and they're not even seeing it yet.
No, they're not.
You get little glimpses of this, Becky, like you buy a car today from one of my dealerships, and 6 months down the road you haven't bought a service contract. My OEM today markets to you, right, directly, and I'm completely outside of that income stream. Yep. So that tells you that there's all these vulnerabilities within my business model today that I think are solid, that at some point in time could be exposed to these other progressive technologies, these other progressive marketers, right? And my example of the guy with the smartphone and scanning that VIN number is real.
Yeah.
So if a lender will give you instant approval on your phone within 3 minutes of you submitting an application, you never have to meet with the F&I manager, what's gonna happen if we lose control of that customer?
Well, right. I agree, I totally agree. In fact, we've had a couple shows on that same incident, what's going on in the industry as far as that goes, and there's a lot of conversation in the industry about it. So, and I think too that dealers really aren't really seeing it as a threat, like you said, as of yet.
So, it'll happen. It'll definitely happen. On the online space, our direction is, I think it's still undefined. If you look at the studies today, there's a fair amount of customers who still want to experience that, want to see what the color actually looks like in the dealership, etc. But they want a ton of information, right? The latest studies are the average consumer spends 6.5 to 9.5 hours doing research before they come into the dealership. So I think we're crazy not to think about educating the customer a little bit about the risks about buying this vehicle and the coverages that we can provide before they get to the store.
Absolutely.
Somebody that they don't believe or know, or just thinking is another salesperson, right? So we have education tools. We can walk a customer through an interview online and actually select F&I products for them. And if they wanted to, they can actually e-contract those products online before they ever get to the dealership. That's what we believe the world is moving to.
Yeah, exactly. And I believe that some of the technology that you guys are certainly working on and will be making available to your dealers. Well, I gotta tell you, It's been a pleasure to have you on the F&I Today show. I hope to get you in studio one of these days when you're in Atlanta. So that would be great. That would be great. Thank you again for being on the F&I Today show with us today.
Thanks for having me, Becky.
My
Take
pleasure.
Care.
Thank you. As Philip Batisis points out, digital menu presentations are gaining traction in 2017, especially with hybrid sales associates, even with some F&I veterans. Making sure that the technology is supported will be a huge part of the process and success. Dealers will need the ability to present digital menus on the fly, whether at the salesperson's desk or perhaps even when the vehicle has been delivered to the customer's home and finalizing with e-contracting capability. Thank you for joining me on F&I Today. Be sure to come back next week right here on CBT Automotive Network for our next edition of F&I Today. I'm Becky Chernick, and I'll see you next week.
F&I Today, brought to you by eLend Solutions.